Hi, my loves. Jo Warwick here, and let me introduce you to the tap and flow method. Now, this is a technique to help you get more grounded into your own body and aware of your own physical space so that you take up space with confidence. So the important part of this, you can do it with clothes on and without clothes, and you may want to try both. You can do it in the shower. You can do it anywhere that you want to be, but it's giving it a go in different ways. I would recommend doing this every single day and doing it two or three times a day if you're feeling the need to want to ground in. Now, with this method, the key part is to start off making sure your feet are planted firmly on the floor. So you may want to do this with your shoes off, but you can do it with your shoes on. So hip width apart, or you know, shoulder width apart, firm feet on the floor. Stand tall. What would be called mountain pose in yoga. So just stand very tall as though someone's pulling your head up by a piece of string. Make sure that your sort of stomach is in and your shoulders are back. So you're nice and open. And just take some breaths first off in and out from your belly to your chest, in through your nose and out through your mouth, like we do with all meditations. Breathe in through your belly, into your chest. Hold a little when you get to the top and then breathe out long, loose and slow. And I just do that three or four times just to bring yourself to the moment and be present. So three or four times in through the belly, into the chest. Hold when you get to the top and breathe out long and loose through your mouth. Big sigh. Okay. Now, once you've done that, I want you to take your palms. And you want to have your palms open, fingers together, and you want to have it as though you are going to now pat your skin. And you can see why this would be most beneficial doing it naked or wearing very little clothing. The more clothing you have, the firmer you're going to have to press, all right? But the important part is that you are tapping. You are firmly pressing the skin and tapping along your body. So get your left arm out first and start to firmly tap. And what will happen is your hand won't stay completely straight. It needs to roll around your body. But the important bit is that your fingers are completely tight together and you're firmly tapping and touching your skin. Not hard, so lovingly, but firmly tapping your own skin, feeling the boundary of your body. Alright, and do the under part of your arm, all the way to your hands, do your hand as well, you know, your wrist, all the way to the top as though you're getting to your armpit, and back around the other side from your shoulder and down. Can you hear the noise? It should have a sort of tapping noise, okay? Now, in the tapping, this exercise is something that you will do all over your body. Be fully present to doing every single part of your body that you can reach, front and back, including your face. Be very gentle when you hit your face, but just be aware. And I would aim to make sure you do your breasts. You want to do your bum. You also want to actually touch yourself, in your yoni. So you want to make sure that, you know, you connect with that part of yourself as well. You want to reach every part of you that you can reach and try to tap your feet if you can, which is why this is great to do naked in the shower, but naked anywhere is brilliant. But, of course, using it through the day, you don't need to constantly take your clothes off. You can do it with clothes on, but at least try to do it once a day without any clothes on or very little. And so that should take about 5 minutes to go around your whole body. So it's a great thing to do to take a break when you have your coffee break or you go to the loo and just, you know, just whether you're at work, whether you're at home, take that time. And in the shower, you can take more time with it. Now, you can't do the second part in the shower because you won't have enough space. But when you are in this space and you've done your tapping, it may take only a couple of minutes. You'll get used to it. And then make sure you're always breathing when you're doing it. And the next thing is to do is to flow your arms. So put your arms like they're in a sort of helicopter mode, gently by your side, make them super floppy. And you first want to just twist your body and let your arms float around you. All right. And just breathe in and breathe out nice and slow. Just allow your arms to flow around and make sure your head goes all the way around with your arms as well. All the way to the left, all the way to the right. Nice and flowy. And now, once you get into the movement of that, you're now going to move, stop your arms for a minute and rotate your hips like they're in a circle. Nice and wide, rotating your hips like you're doing salsa dancing. Rotate to the left, do that a few times, and then rotate to the right and do that a few times. So feel into it. So you're moving and feeling your body moving, all right? So you're going to be more flowy than being rigid. And now you may want to just do your neck. So stand the rest of your body still and now just move your neck. Move it left to right. Rotate it round. Get some movement in there. And then once you've done that, rotate your shoulders backwards and forwards. All right. And then just make sure you take now some deep breaths. Breathe in. And breathe out, come back to your body. And the last part of this is taking your arms, and what you're going to do is start to do a figure of eight. So you're going to let your body flow as though you're doing a figure of eight, an eternity signal, symbol, from the left to the right. Your arms and your hips are going to flow together of creating a lovely big infinity symbol. So figure of eight, left to right. So your arms go out, your hips go out, and you're just moving everything to the left, to the right, but in a beautiful, imagine drawing with your hands, with your hips, this beautiful infinity symbol. All right? And just allowing that sense of float and flow. Floating and flowing, floating and flowing. All right. And then you just do that for a few minutes or for a minute or two. And then once you feel you've had enough, then stop. Come back to your feet, the sense of grounding to your feet. And then I would just take a really big stretch up. Feel your body, you know, stretch your arms above your head. Take a deep breath. Feel up and then collapse your body completely from your waist down. Drop everything down so you can go as far down as possible, breathing out a big sigh, and then very gently roll yourself up from vertebrae, 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 all the way up, head last, neck last, up, and then repeat that, stretch up, fill up, fill up, fill up, fill up, hold, and then collapse, and let it all drop so your hands go down to the floor, head down to the floor, don't look up, head down to the floor, let your neck, and just stay there for a second, let your neck rest, your arms rest, your body rest, and then roll yourself up vertebrae, 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 until you're standing tall and your arms are by your side. So there you go. This is the tap and flow. Tap and flow. These will help you get into your body, know your boundaries, feel grounded. Now, a third part of this, just to be aware, is a really great exercise. If you're still feeling a little wobbly in your life, that you need to feel more grounded, is to take time to just lie on the floor on your back, what's called dead man's pose. So legs wide apart, arms wide apart, lie on a carpet. Just take time to lie on your back and to feel the ground on your back. So you may want to do this at home, and I would give a good 5 to 10 minutes for this on days that you feel wobbly, maybe you're feeling a bit emotional. This is a really good thing to lie on your back and just breathe deeply from your belly. You can look up with your eyes open if you wish. You can do it outside or inside. You can look up or you can close your eyes, whatever feels the most relaxing. But the important bit is that your nervous system at the back of you is getting support so that you feel grounded. And so just relax your whole body. Put on a timer on your phone and let yourself rest for 5 minutes, and you will find it incredibly calming. So a really good thing would be to maybe do all of those together, but use whichever parts you need. But I would definitely use these, the tap method every single day. All right. Send me much love.